We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice. 105.9. Was it Imagine Dragons?
Was
that Imagine Dragons?
Yeah, it was. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Dilly dilly.
You know what to do? Oh, you know, a couple of weeks ago when Sean had his bank account robbed?
Yes, I do.
Did you see where Demi Moore got hacked for $169,000?
Whoa, no, I did not.
Yeah. Somebody stole her credit cards.
They did?
Yeah. Stole the numbers.
And they just took that.
$169,000, Demi Moore.
So how does that work now? Because the FDIC only insures up to $100,000.
I don't know.
But if you add like another name, then it gives you another $100,000, another $100,000.
Yeah, so, I guess.
Maybe Bruce was on there too.
Well, this is a credit card though. This is not the bank.
Is it a debit card?
It's a little different. Well, the bank has credit cards, I guess. But yeah, it's a credit card. I think an American Express.
Oh, okay.
Was one, and then something else that somebody, I think they used one of those little sneaky scanners.
Yeah, don't you look at those?
Yeah, I look for them.
And my son was showing me a YouTube video, and it was crazy how you couldn't even tell. The guy was like, see that guy over there? And he was following him. And he watched the guy look around, take it off, put one identical on it. And so he said that when you go up to him, kind of try to pull it a little bit.
Whoa, back up, okay. Back up. Now, you're teaching me something here. Okay. Are we talking about the machines that you scan or put the chip card in?
Yes.
That's being replaced?
Yeah.
By somebody that's collecting your data from you?
Yes. How do you haven't you seen those?
No.
What?
I swear I haven't. You mean, wait a minute. All right, so
at the gas pump.
On the pump.
Are you crazy?
No. Jamie, I'm telling you, I don't know.
You've never... Oh, my God.
I've not seen this. Boy, you need a vacation.
Who hasn't seen this?
I'm saying I didn't know that they were replacing the actual unit that you stick your card in.
Yeah. Check out the photo on your computer there. It slips right over the slot where your credit card goes, and that way it skims your information.
You never knew about that? That's been going on for like 5 years.
I always try and pull them off.
Yeah, that's what you're supposed to do. Yep. That's what the guy said, to see if they come off. Are you crazy? You haven't noticed that?
I didn't.
It's for 5 years.
I didn't know. I did
not
know.
What was that other thing he never heard of?
Oh, my goodness.
What was that other? It was crazy. It was the other day, and he never heard of it. Do you remember? I don't either. But anyway, it was nuts. It was the same thing like this.
I you know, some things, I'm asleep at the wheel. Sometimes I'm asleep at the wheel when it comes to this stuff. Other stuff I know, for some reason, I didn't know this.
There's been huge news stories about this. Like, watch out. In Broomfield, somebody switched out the... What do you think they were talking about?
I'll start today.
Can y'all remember what he forgot the last time? Can y'all text me and remember? Because it was something real dumb like this, too.
Yeah.
What was that? I think that was like, you've never heard of Nike or something.
I knew he'd never heard of Nutella.
Yeah, that was dumb, too.
That was years ago.
Yeah.
But still, it counts in the dumb file.
Yeah, I don't eat Nutella. I didn't know what it was.
Oh, my God. Oh, the Taylor Swift trucks.
Yeah. All right. Yes.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of a cool picture if you think about it.
For the last 5 years.
Two trucks beside each other. One company is Taylor.
The other, by the way, Swift.
We've all seen the trucks. Parked side by side. What do you got? It's a cool picture. We should repost that.
Yeah.
Now, back to the robbery here. Okay. So people need to check these gas pumps.
I feel.
When you get to the gas pump.
Yes.
No, it's fine. You don't have to.
Get out of here. I might have been robbed and didn't even know.
And do you know? So, okay. Let me help you, Taylor.
I was talking about, here's what I was talking about. I was talking about the people that can walk by you as you've got your card out to pay for something, and they got the little scanner that they just kind of move it your way and go whoop, like that, and they've got your information.
Right.
That's what I was talking
about.
That's
why you put it in those little things, in those little fob things. Not fob things. They're like cardboard. You just put them in the cardboard. That's what you keep them in.
Yeah.
When you travel. Like when my son went to Peru,
right,
and
right.
he had
it's
a credit
a little
card.
Sleeve.
Yeah.
It's a sleeve that you stick it in, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Instead of having your card out in the open because they can walk.
Dairy Queen ice cream cakes.
Oh, yeah.
Look. Let me say this, okay? I'm going to tell you right now, 95% of the population out there had no idea that Dairy Queen sold cakes.
Okay, so here is something scary that I...
So it's not just me.
That's not true.
95% of the population had no idea
until
they heard the show and that BJ discovered it for you.
So here's something.
Thank you.
Here's something crazy.
You can thank me later.
That happened this morning at 7-Eleven. And I thought about this, and now somebody's kind of confirming it. So there was a guy, right? And he had Texas license plates. And he was in a white pickup truck with Texas plates. And it said dent removal. And I thought, well, that's weird. Why are you in a dent removal truck in Colorado with Texas plates? And he just sat there and he stared at me and he was backed into 7-Eleven and he wasn't doing anything. And so I put my card in. I was like, I want to get some 7-Eleven pickles and a Diet Coke. So I locked my doors, but I left the gas pump in and stuff. And then I went in and got my pickles and Coke. And then I came back out and I got my gas pump and did all this stuff, agreed. I got my car and then he started up his truck and he left with me. And I thought, did he just get all my information? And somebody said they sit at gas stations and do that.
How would you get your information, though?
Because they have that little scanner thing.
Oh.
That's creepy.
So you're thinking
I wish I would have told you that story this morning when I came in because I felt a little uneasy. You know how you feel that weirdness about something? Like, that felt
but
weird.
He didn't go back to the gas pump. He followed you when you left, right?
He was just sitting in his truck.
Oh.
And they say they can do that. They can sit in their cars. And just scan you.
From the car?
Yeah, that's what somebody just texted.
No!
I'm not listening to you about anything, ice cream boy.
I'm just saying.
Ice cream cake boy.
That was a good tip.
Yep.
Ice cream cakes, DQ. That was one of my better days here.
I still can't believe these stories.
That's wild.
But here's what I don't get about you, to be honest with you. You are a news junkie.
Yep.
You love news stories.
I do.
These stories have been out there for maybe even 10 years.
Jamie, when you're consuming millions and millions of bits of information, you're going to miss on a couple.
But this has been going on for 10 years.
Yeah, I mean, no.
And
well, I didn't know, but I'm just saying.
There's YouTube channels showing people doing it. There's local news. I'm live. I'm Sarah Smitten over here at Broomfield. And if you see this is where they put the replacement. And millions of people got to.
Well, I don't pay a lot of attention to Sarah Smitten. And YouTube, I think, is at www.youtube.com.
You forgot the slash.
I don't go
slash
there. Oh, that's why I don't see it.
I cannot. Sometimes it amazes me. You reminds me of. I knew a grown man. This is a true story. I knew a grown man, right? He was 40 years old. He didn't know how to write a check. That's what it reminds me of. Exactly like that.
I got a feeling. Well, I know this for a fact.
Okay.
Because I had to do it.
Yeah.
My son, this couple of years ago, before they moved to Los Angeles, the youngest son, we were going to pay for something. I forgot what. I needed to take care of something, so I handed him my checkbook to write a check.
Right.
He didn't know how. 25 years old. He didn't know.
He didn't?
I don't think it's taught.
Well.
I don't think it's taught anymore. I don't think. I swear I don't. I don't think if
I
you're
don't
under 25, you
taught.
Really know how to write a check. Yeah, you learned it in school.
Mm-hmm.
I did?
It was part
I remember learning in school.
Yeah, me too. They would give you the sheets of paper with what looked like a check, and you had to fill it out.
Yeah.
Part of the test.
Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that.
I don't even know. I just remember.
That's how you learn.
I think I remember just my mom showing me or something.
And I don't think that's even thought about anymore. So I think a lot of people don't know how.
To write checks?
If you're 40, maybe you should. But right. I think if you're under the age of 30, more people have never written than have.
Really?
I would guess. That's just my guess.
No, that's probably a pretty good guess because, everything is online. I get it.
Yeah.
But I still have two stupid people I have to write checks to.
Who? I do a couple, too.
My HOA.
I don't want to, but
my HOA.
HOA.
And yeah, I'm not calling them stupid because right now I have a bad lawn, so they're fine. I love them.
No, they're stupid.
I mean, I'm like, can we not just upgrade this? Why do I have to write you a check? Because then I have to keep a checkbook.
Yeah.
Anyway, and my nanny, but that's all right. Anyway, what? What were we talking about?
Speaking of money.
Does anybody think that's crazy? He doesn't know that. All right, what?
All right, speaking of money, here's something I do know. Okay, let me impress you just a second here, okay?
All right.
I know tomorrow is Friday the 13th. Friday the 13th. Do you also know you could make it your lucky day that the Mega Millions is $350 million?
Tomorrow?
340, I think. But it should grow. $350 million is the drawing on Friday the 13th, y'all.
I've never heard of the lottery.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy.
DJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.